From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo. Here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. The father of a newborn found dead in a minivan in Lakewood has been arrested and charged with child endangerment. The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office says 35-year-old Moish Elric surrendered this week and is currently in jail. Lakewood police found the distressed 4-month-old baby boy inside the car on 5th Street. He later died at a hospital. Authorities say the infant had been left alone in the car for quite some time. On the heels of a Newark police officer who was gunned down in the line of duty and a 14-year-old charged with his murder, an off-duty Stone Harbor cop was hurt in an unprovoked attack on the Wildwood Boardwalk. 5 men ranging from 19 to 21 years old were arrested. The officer sustained a concussion and facial fractures as a result of the attack. It is officially pothole repair season on New Jersey roads.
On the heels of an active winter with wild swings in temperature, transportation officials expect to repair more potholes than last year. DOT crews have repaired an average of 153,000 potholes each of the past 5 fiscal years. This season, crews will try to avoid shutting travel lanes during peak traffic, limiting repairs to between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Hazardous potholes can be reported by calling 1-800-POTHOLE. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
An 8-year-old girl who told the staff at John F. Kennedy Elementary School in Berlin she fought off a man by stabbing him in the face with a pencil as he tried to abduct her while she was walking to school this week. She's okay. The unidentified man remains at large. The mayor of Lumberton has been charged with driving under the influence with a child in her car on St. Patrick's Day. According to documents, a witness took video of an erratic driver nearly hitting a utility pole. Police found the car at the home of Mayor Gina LaPlaca, where she admitted to officers she had been drinking after picking up her 2-year-old from daycare. Court documents say an open container of booze was found in her car. She faces a laundry list of charges. Her husband says she's seeking addiction treatment. Sick of seeing gambling ads everywhere? You're not alone. An FDU poll finds there's overwhelming support from New Jersey voters in limiting the ads, with 76% giving the thumbs up to limits. Executive director of the poll, Dan Cassino, says support is high among all groups.
81% of Democrats, 74% of Republicans. Older voters are a little more likely to support limits on gambling ads than younger voters, but it's just everybody in Jersey is sick of seeing all these gambling ads.
Cassino says even groups most likely to take part in gambling, like young men, are in favor with putting limits on the ads. New York is getting an extension to keep its congestion pricing toll plan running. The Trump administration wanted the toll to end Friday, but gave officials a 30-day extension. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has insisted she won't comply with the demand to turn the toll off without a court injunction. In a post on X, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy calls New York's refusal to end the plan unacceptable. Meantime, New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is angry that hardworking New Jerseyans continue to shoulder the burden.
They want them to pay for their mismanagement, and even when they get a federal directive telling them to stop the congestion tax, they give the federal government the finger and refuse to actually follow along the federal directive.
Duffy says the extension was granted due to ongoing discussions regarding the toll. The New Jersey Board of Public Utilities wants to make electric bills more equitable. BPU chief economist Ben Witherall says a new report outlines a few ways to make that happen. The state could
replace New Jersey's typical residential inclining block rate, electricity rate, with a time-varying rate. That structure could allow customers to shift their usage to times when rates are lower.
Another option in the report is to change rates based on household income so people who earn more pay more for electricity. Witherall said he did not recommend that choice. Jury selection continues in the federal bribery trial of Nadine Menendez. The wife of former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez was supposed to stand trial alongside her husband, but accommodations were made following her breast cancer diagnosis. She faces multiple conspiracy charges and a maximum sentence of over 40 years in prison. Her husband has already been sentenced to 11 years behind bars. A New York man will spend the rest of his life in prison for sextorting a girl in New Jersey.
Zachary Williams was sentenced in Camden Federal Court after previously being convicted of charges stemming from his travel to have sex with the New Jersey minor, his coercion and enticement of a minor, and production and possession of child pornography. The 37-year-old New York City resident targeted the 13-year-old teen on Snapchat. In addition to his life term, he has pending cases in New York and Connecticut based on photos of other young victims recovered from his phone. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It's that time of year again to watch out for the black bears.
After a long winter of hibernation, black bears are wandering out of their dens and foraging for food. Officials at the State Department of Environmental Protection say bears have an extremely keen sense of smell that helps them find food over 2 miles away. That means it's essential for you to properly secure trash, pet food, bird seed, and even small livestock. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The popular Beachfront See Here Now Festival has announced its dates and the lineup for this year. Blink-182, Lenny Kravitz, ZZ Top, Sublime, Hozier, and LCD Sound System are among the headliners as this year's festivities unfold September 13th and 14th. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. All of our content is available anytime. Go to our app or nj1015.com and click on demand.